So let's talk about Romanian comics. What makes them so special?
Well, it makes it special that because it exists. It's a miracle, actually. So it's Romanian comics had a golden age when all comics had a golden age. Then communist times, they kind of got in a tricky part, and there was some production, but mainly mainstream comics. But soon it was closed down because nothing can be more important than communist leadership. So you cannot have so much entertainment. You need to listen to the party. And after the fall of the communist regime, it kind of had a small rebirth and then died because of financial issues. Now it's kind of trying to exist, and mainstream comics are almost invisible. They happen, but more like in fanzines. There's no publisher, Romanian publisher, who does that. Instead, there is alternative comics, who is more present on the market. And there is some selected shops, like, you know, artsy kind of place where you can find the comics, and they care about the comics, so it's a growing community.
Okay, so what brings you to America to discuss your work here?
I want to make money. I want to sell independent comics with alternative subjects to Marvel and DC. Change the paradigm. I know they need it. They're hungry for new subjects, and I think that's it. No, really, I was invited by the Romanian Cultural Institute to just present our stuff, and I'm really happy that people can see it, and I hope I see that at least 5 people were interested about this. So that's cool.
So what do you think makes your work different from, you know, American comics?
It's European, you know. So it's a bit like when we do comics for the love of the comics. I think Romanian scene, it's, let's say, subject-wise and the way people work are like independent or alternative comics here in the States. So I don't know if Mr. Daniel Kloves works for the fun of it, or now he makes money. But when he started, and everybody who starts doing that, they're doing just for the fun of it. And they're doing like a story of me and my girlfriend, or something about a superhero, but with a twist of thinking about it and talking about it. And, you know, it's more than just entertainment. It's entertainment with the brains and some nakedness.
Nice. So let me ask you a question. You're not an old guy by any stretch of the imagination. You were like around in Romania during the whole communist regime.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So how did you get into comics? What influenced you?
Well, there was some production, as I was saying, and there was some French connection with the Pif.
Always the French.
Yeah, the French guys. Well, actually, it was the comics was done by sponsored by the Communist Party in France, because they had like, you know, they had this.
So it's like propaganda comics.
Well, not really. Well, it was connection between communist and communist friends, you know. It was like US, but like Europe, you know. So you had this communist thing going on, and you had like a really communist countries with communist regimes and sympathizers. And there was not propaganda, no propaganda in those. But it was with that money, and because it was with access was possible, and they were coming into Romania, and for some time they even printed it in Romania. And that's why it was, although it was printed in Romania, it was very hard to get one copy. And when you get it, you keep it. And the people were collecting it. And this, together with the Superman or the American stuff, you know, there was a fan base, you know. And so that's...
So let's talk about, like, the series that you're working on right now. What are you working on right now?
Well, right now I think I'm doing more animation than comics. But I had my character for one period. And then I had some comics in magazines, like a movie magazine, and I had a full page there with a character. Like, that was more like self-comics, you know. Okay, I created a character, it was not me and my girlfriend, but actually it was, you know.
Yeah.
Try to be universal and personal at the same time.
Okay, if you had to say one thing about Romanian comics to kind of get, you know, people on the outside of, you know, North America interested, what would you say?
Well, take them, read them, and you see that it's the same as in your kitchen, but in Europe. So it's not that we are all the same. We have the same problems, and the same issues, and good entertainment can be funny and smart in the same time.